ask that your grace and your goodness and your mercy will continue to flow through this place tonight.
Vi beder om, at din godhed og barmhjertighed og nåde må fortsætte med at strømme igennem det her sted i aften.
We would each meet with you and know you and be restored by you.
Må hver enkelt møde dig og kende dig og blive genoprettet af dig.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Tak.
Amen.
Amen.
I heard Heidi Baker a couple of weeks ago.
Jeg hørte Heidi Baker for et par uger siden.
She said you can either wait for the talk.
Sorry.
You can either wait for the talk.
Du kan enten vente på talen.
Or you can wait in his presence.
Eller du kan vente i hans nærhed.
The talks are wonderful, but his presence.
Talerne er vidunderlige, men hans nærvær.
Leaves you speechless.
Det efterlader dig, hvad hedder det, uden at kunne sige noget.
It is good just to wait in his presence.
Og det er godt bare at vente i hans nærhed.
But you'd like some talk as well.
Men I vil også gerne have noget tale.
And Lynn will be disappointed.
Og Lynn bliver skuffet.
If she didn't get a chance tonight.
Hvis ikke hun får en anledning i aften.
As we said, we're going to pray over the water tonight.
Som vi sagde, så vil vi be over vandet i aften.
I would think you've all acknowledged in some way the value of symbol.
Jeg tror, at I alle sammen på en eller anden led har lært at sætte pris på symbolernes værdi.
It has an impact on you.
Det har en virkning på en.
It speaks to the heart.
Det taler til hjertet.
And sacramental symbol.
Og sakramentalt symbol.
It's really simply an outward physical material sign.
Er ganske enkelt et ydre fysisk materielt tegn.
Of an inner hidden reality.
På en indre skjult virkelighed.
The move and the presence of God.
Guds virke og Guds nærvær.
Water is a symbol of baptism.
Vand er et symbol på dåben.
And in that symbolism it indicates cleansing.
Og i den symbolik peger det hen på renselse.
And renewal.
Og fornyelse.
Before the with the use of that water, darkness, the enemy is cast out.
Ved brugen af det vand, så bliver fjenden, mørket, drevet ud.
And this is by faith.
Og det sker ved tro.
There's no magic trick.
Det er ikke noget magisk trick.
There's no magic potion.
Det er ikke en trylledrik.
I don't have a magic hat on.
Jeg har ikke en tryllekunstnerhat på.
But God, through His grace, inhabits the symbol.
Men ved sin nåde, så bebor Gud symbolet.
As His people pray in faith.
Når hans folk beder i tro.
And as that symbol is applied with faith and with intent.
Og når det symbol bliver anvendt i tro og med en hensigt.
So God turns up.
Så dukker Gud op.
And inhabits that symbol.
Og bor i det symbol.
And does his work.
Og gør sit værk.
In us.
I os.
So the prayers that I'm going to pray are really the prayers of the whole church.
Så de bønner, som jeg vil bede, det er i virkeligheden hele kirkens bønner.
I simply stand here representing, if you like, the whole body of Christ.
Jeg står bare her som en repræsentant for hele Kristi legeme.
And so whilst I shall say the words, pray the prayers.
Så alt imens jeg beder bønnen og siger ordene.
If you feel you're in agreement.
Så hvis du føler at du er enig i det.
At the appropriate moment, amen would be good.
Så i rette øjeblik, så vil det gøre godt med et amen.
We're all on the same side. Amen.
Vi er alle på den samme bølgelængde.
I'm going to read firstly from 2 Kings 2.
Først skal jeg læse fra 2. Kongebog kapitel 2.
It sets the scene of the use of salt.
Hvor scenen bliver sat for brugen af salt.
Now the men of the city said to Elisha, "Behold, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my lord sees, but the water is bad, and the land is unfruitful." He said, "Bring me a new bowl and put salt in it." So they brought it to him. Then he went to the spring of the water and threw salt in it and said, "Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From now on, neither death nor miscarriage shall come from it." So the water has been healed to this day, according to the word that Elisha spoke.
Mændene i byen sagde til Elisa, "Byen ligger dejligt, som du selv ser, herre, men vandet er usundt, og egnen plaget af aborter." Han sagde, "Hent mig en ny skål, og kom salt i den." Da de havde gjort det, gik han ud til kilden, kastede saltet i den og sagde, "Dette siger Herren, jeg gør dette vand sundt. Det skal ikke mere volde død eller abort." Vandet blev sundt, og det er det den dag i dag, efter det ord Elisa havde talt.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who hath made heaven and earth.
Vores hjælp er i Herren, vor Gud, som har skabt himlen og jorden.
I command thee, O creature of salt, by the living God, by the true God, by the holy God, by God who commanded thee to be cast by the prophet Elisha into the water to heal a barrenness thereof, that thou become salt, exercised for the health of believers. And do thou bring to all who take of thee soundness of soul and body. And let all vain imaginations, wickedness, and subtlety of the wiles of the devil, and every unclean spirit, fly and depart from every place where thou shalt be sprinkled, commanded by the name of him who shall come to judge both the quick and the dead, and the world by fire. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, we humbly beseech thy great and boundless mercy, that it may please thee of thy loving kindness to bless and hallow this creature of salt, which thou hast given for the use of men. Let it be to all of them that take of it health of mind and body, and let wheresoever shall be touched or sprinkled therewith be freed from all uncleanness and from all the assaults of spiritual wickedness, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I command thee, O creature of water, by the name of God the Father Almighty, by the name of Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, that thou become water exercised for putting to flight all the power of the enemy. And do thou avail to cast out and send hence that same enemy with all his apostate angels, by the power of the same, our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall come to judge the quick and the dead, and the world by fire. Amen. O God, who for the salvation of mankind has ordained that the substance of water be used in one of thy chiefest sacraments, favorably regard us who call upon thee, and pour the power of thy benediction upon this element, made ready by careful cleansing, that this thy creature, meet for thy mysteries, may receive the effect of divine grace, and so cast out devils and put sickness to flight, that whatsoever in the dwellings of thy faithful people shall be sprinkled with this water may be free from all uncleanness and delivered from all manner of hurt. There let no spirit of pestilence abide, nor any corrupting air. Thence let all the wiles of the hidden enemy depart. And if there be aught that layeth snares against the safety or peace of them that dwell in the house, let it fly before the sprinkling of this water, so that the health that they seek through calling upon thy holy name may be protected against all things that threaten it, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be this salt and water mingled together in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, In the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May this salt and water mingle together in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May this salt and water mingle together in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. O God, who art the author of unconquered might, the king of the empire that cannot be overthrown, the ever-glorious conqueror, who dost keep under the strength of the dominion that is against thee, who rulest the raging of the fierce enemy, who dost mightily fight against the wickedness of thy foes, with fear and trembling we entreat thee, O Lord. And we beseech thee graciously to behold this creature of salt and water. Mercifully shine upon it, hallow it with the dew of thy loving kindness, that wheresoever it shall be sprinkled with the invocation of thy holy name, all haunting of the unclean spirit shall be driven away. Far hence let the fear of the venomous serpent be cast, and wheresoever it shall be sprinkled, there let the presence of the Holy Spirit be vouchsafed to all of us who shall ask for thy mercy. Through thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee, in the unity of the same Holy Spirit, liveth and reigneth, God, world without end. Amen.
Just like you've promised, you've come, Father.
Som du har lovet, at du ville komme, far.
Just like you've promised, you're here.
Sådan som du har lovet det, er du her.
You are here as the King of Kings.
Du er her, kongernes konge.
You are here as the Creator of the Universe.
Du er her som skaberen af universet.
You are here to heal us and set us free.
Du er her for at helbrede os og befri os.
And to cleanse us from all our sins.
Og rense os fra alle vores synder.
We thank you that you promised to put our sins as far as the east is from the west.
Vi takker dig, at du har lovet at fjerne vores synder fra os så langt som østen er fra vesten.
And stand in that place of forgiveness.
Og stå på dette tilgivelsens sted.
And we ask tonight, Father God, we will experience your forgiveness.
Og vi beder om, at vi i aften må opleve din tilgivelse.
As we come to you with the confession of our sins.
Som vi kommer til dig med bekendelsen af vores synder.
Amen.
Amen.
Confession and forgiveness are the two great gifts of the Christian church.
Bekendelse og tilgivelse er de to store gaver i den kristne til den kristne kirke.
Have you ever thought about it? There's no other religion that can that has the gifts of confession and forgiveness.
Har du nogensinde tænkt på, at der er ingen anden religion, som har de to gaver, bekendelse og tilgivelse?
But part of our difficulty is we don't see confession as a gift.
Men en del af vores problem er, at vi ser ikke bekendelsen som en gave.
Now it's true that repentance is not something God demands of us.
Det er sandt, at omvendelse er ikke noget Gud kræver af os.
It's not what he demands before he takes us back.
Det er ikke noget han kræver før han tager os tilbage.
As C.S. Lewis says, it's simply a description of what going back is like.
Det er simpelthen som C.S. Lewis siger en beskrivelse af hvad det er at gå tilbage.
It opens the way to the future.
Det åbner vejen ind i fremtiden.
Relationship restored.
Relationen er blevet genoprettet.
Another step on the way.
Endnu et skridt på vejen.
In the story of the woman caught in adultery.
I beretningen om kvinden, som var grebet i hor.
In a brilliant stroke, Jesus says, "Let him who is without sin throw the first stone."
Så med et brilliant indskydelse siger Jesus, "Lad den, som er uden synd, kaste den første sten."
And he replaces the righteous and the guilty in two different categories, having said that.
Og ved at have sagt det, så har han anbragt de skyldige og de retfærdige to forskellige kategorier.
Sinners who admit their sin.
Syndere, som indrømmer, at de har syndet.
And sinners who deny their sin.
Og syndere, som benægter deres synd.
I know this sounds really obvious.
Jeg ved, at det her lyder meget indlysende.
Admitting our sin and our guilt enables us to be forgiven.
At indrømme vores synd og vores skyld gør det muligt for os at blive tilgivet.
However, the accusers in the story denied any sin.
Men anklagerne i historien benægtede enhver synd.
Walked away hidden in their robes of respectability.
Og gik bort i der skjult eller tildækket af deres kapper af respektabilitet.
And received nothing.
Og modtog ingenting.
Our shame and our desire to be more morally upright than we are.
Vores skam og vores ønsker om at fremtræde mere moralsk opret end vi egentlig er.
Our wanting to appear respectable.
Vores ønske om at forekomme at være respektable.
Denies us the gift.
Gør at vi ikke kan modtage gaven.
And in order for the any relationship to be restored.
Men for at noget forhold kan blive genoprettet.
Forgiveness needs to be accepted as well as offered.
Må man tage imod tilgivelsen lige så vel som den må tilbydes en.
If the relationship is to be complete.
Hvis det indbyrdes forhold skal fuldbyrdes igen.
I had a wife come to see me whose husband had had an affair.
Der var en kone, der kom til mig efter at hendes mand havde haft en affære.
His wife had forgiven him.
Hans kone havde tilgivet ham.
But he had never acknowledged the sin. He'd never accepted responsibility for it.
Men han havde aldrig indrømmet synden. Han havde aldrig påtaget sig ansvaret for det.
Therefore, there was no complete reconciliation or completeness.
Derfor fandt der ikke nogen fuldbyrdet forligelse sted.
As I say, a man who admits no guilt can accept no forgiveness, even when offered.
For en mand, som ikke indrømmer nogen skyld, kan heller ikke modtage tilgivelsen, selvom den bliver rakt.
Leanne Payne speaks of three large barriers to our healing.
Leanne Payne beskriver tre store hindringer for vores indre helbredelse.
She says there's a failure to confess our sins and to receive forgiveness.
Hun siger, at det er det at mislykkes i at bekende vores synd og modtage tilgivelse.
A failure to forgive others.
At mislykkes i at tilgive andre.
And a failure to accept ourselves.
Og at mislykkes i at acceptere os selv.
Expressing this in different language, the steps I lead people through are.
Sagt på et andet med nogle andre ord, så er de skridt, som jeg leder folk igennem.
The distorted image of God.
Det er Guds forvrængede billede.
A sense of being.
En fornemmelse af at være til.
Confession.
Bekendelse.
Forgiveness.
Tilgivelse.
And self-acceptance.
Og accept af sig selv.
Now we all have the capacity to choose whether to sin or not.
Vi har alle sammen evnen til at vælge om vi vil synde eller ej.
And if we see God as the source of all being.
Og hvis vi ser Gud som ophavet til alt som er.
The source of all goodness.
Ophavet til al godhed.
The source of all life.
Ophavet til al liv.
Like a golden liquid. A liquid golden river flowing towards us.
Som en gylden strømmende flod som kommer til os.
We either turn towards that being and that fulfillment.
Så bliver vi enten draget til den opfyldelse og det væsen.
Or we turn towards nothingness.
Den væren, eller vi vender os imod intethed.
We turn towards life.
Vi vender os i retning af livet.
Or we turn towards death.
Eller vi vender os i retning af døden.
In sin we always turn towards nothingness.
I synden vender vi os altid i retning af intethed.
The old nature, the false self.
Den gamle natur, det falske jeg.
Every time we sin we are choosing death.
Hver gang vi synder så vælger vi døden.
Because we're turning away from life.
Fordi vi vender os bort fra livet.
We're turning away from becoming.
Vi vender os bort fra at blive til.
We are choosing non-being.
Så vi vælger ikke væren.
Therefore, choosing not to sin.
Derfor er det at vælge ikke at synde.
Means turning towards that grace-filled union.
Det betyder at vende sig i retning af denne nådesfyldte forening.
Christ within, the hope of glory.
Kristus i os, herlighedens håb.
Turning towards grace.
At vende os i retning af nåden.
The empowering presence of God.
Guds nærvær, som bringer kraft.
Within us.
Ind i os.
Around us.
Rundt om os.
And high and lifted up and above us.
Og højt løftet op over os.
The yoke of sin binds us to our nothingness.
Syndens åg binder os til vores intethed.
But more deeply than is comfortable to think, we are all in rebellion to God at different levels.
Men dybere end vi kan lide at tænke på, så er vi alle sammen i en oprørsk tilstand over for Gud.
So, what is sin like? What is sin?
Så hvad er synd for noget?
And is all sin the same?
Og er al synd ens?
So let's look at James 2, verse 10.
Lad os se på Jakob 2, vers 10.
For any person who keeps all the laws except one is as guilty as the person who has broken all of God's laws.
Enhver, som holder alle lovene på nær en, er lige så skyldig som den, der har brudt alle Guds love.
Now the idea here is the one that sin is like a contamination.
Tanken her er, at synd er ligesom en forurening, en besmittelse.
It's like if we have a glass of milk and drop some ink into it.
Det er som om vi har et glas mælk, og så smider vi lidt blæk derned.
Then we contaminate that milk.
Så forurener vi den mælk.
And God is holy.
Og Gud er hellig.
And so in that sense, whether we drop in one piece of ink or a whole gallon of ink, it has the same effect on the milk.
Så i den forstand er det ligegyldigt, om vi bare stænker en dråbe blæk i eller en hel liter blæk ned i mælken. Den er stadig forurenet.
But that doesn't mean that all sin is the same in terms of our when we commit a sin.
Men det betyder ikke, at al synd er ens, når vi begår en synd.
And this misunderstanding that all sin is the same causes us to feel hopeless and despairing.
Og denne misforståelse, at al synd er ens, får os til at miste modet.
And we can make us feel we may as well give up.
Og vi kan komme til at føle, at vi kan lige så godt opgive.
Now God did not intend for us to continually feel bad.
Det var ikke Guds hensigt, at vi til stadighed skulle føle os skidt til mode.
God is good and wise and loving.
Gud er god og vis og kærlig.
The thing about sin is that God knows what we're up against and has made provision for it.
Det ved synden er, at Gud ved, hvad det er, vi er op imod, og han har taget sine forholdsregler imod det.
If we limit ourselves to the all sin is the same concept.
Hvis vi begrænser os selv til denne idé om, at al synd er ens.
We miss God's heart.
Så får vi ikke fat i, hvad Guds hjerte er.
Actually, in the Hebrew, there are different words meaning different sorts of sins.
Faktisk er der på hebraisk forskellige ord, som betyder forskellige former for synd.
And one aspect of sin is a weakness, a tendency to fall under temptation.
Et aspekt af synden er en svaghed, en tendens til at falde i fristelse.
A vulnerability towards some sins.
En sårbarhed over for nogle former for synd.
A particular areas where we feel tempted.
Særlige områder, hvor vi føler os fristet.
For instance, I could go and see some films that wouldn't cause me to be tempted.
For eksempel kunne jeg gå ind og se nogle film, som ikke ville forårsage fristelse for mig.
But for someone else it would bring up all sorts of temptations and thoughts.
Men for en anden ville det fremkalde alle mulige fristelser og tanker.
I'm not tempted by having a glass of wine.
Jeg bliver ikke fristet af at drikke et glas vin.
But that's because I'm not an alcoholic.
Men det er fordi jeg ikke er alkoholiker.
And so we've all got different things that we're tempted by and bent towards different sinful patterns.
Så vi har alle forskellige ting, som vi bliver fristet af og er draget i retning af bestemte former for nedbøjethed.
Now this word in the Hebrew is the word that's used in Exodus 20 verse 5.
Det her ord på hebraisk, det er det, der bruges i 2. Mosebog 20 vers 5.
Where it says the iniquities of the fathers will be visited on the sons.
Hvor der står, at fædrenes synder vil blive straffet på sønnerne.
It means that we all have certain vulnerabilities within families.
Og det betyder, at vi alle har visse sårbarheder i familien.
Which actually we know. Some of it's learnt behavior, other appears to be something we inherit in terms of a disposition towards.
Og det ved vi godt alle sammen, at det kan være sådan, at vi har en tilbøjelighed i en bestemt retning, som noget vi har arvet.
Having said that, we don't have to act on it and do it.
Når det er sagt, så behøver vi ikke at handle på det og gøre det.
And with confession and healing, we can be set free from the generational sin.
Og med bekendelse og helbredelse, så kan vi blive befriet fra slægtssynden.
But it's a different word from the word that is used for transgression.
Men det er et andet ord end det, der bliver brugt om overtrædelse.
Now, this aspect of sin is where we willfully action something and cross the line.
Det her er det aspekt, hvor vi med vilje foretager en handling og krydser over en grænse.
We've actually done something wrong.
Vi har virkelig gjort noget, som er forkert.
And then another word for sin is the one that's about rebellion, when we actually enter into darkness.
Et tredje ord for synd er det, der omhandler oprør, hvor vi virkelig bevæger os ind i mørke.
Such as if you've been involved in occultish activities or new age activities.
Som hvis du har været indblandet i okulte aktiviteter eller new age aktiviteter.
Then that is seen as a rebellion.
Det bliver betragtet som et oprør.
Now, my concept of sin before I became a Christian.
Min forestilling om synd inden jeg blev en kristen.
Was that I wasn't a sinner.
Var at jeg ikke var en synder.
And I think that's true for lots of people.
Og jeg tror det gælder for mange mennesker.
We actually think we're quite good people.
Vi tænker at vi er sådan ret gode mennesker.
We haven't done anything really wrong.
Vi har ikke gjort noget som er rigtig forkert.
We might acknowledge we could do with a bit of self-improvement.
Vi kan måske godt indrømme, at lidt selvforbedring ville være helt i orden.
But the things I did, everyone else did as well.
Men det som jeg har gjort, det gør jo også alle andre.
And so I didn't think they were really sins.
Så jeg tænkte ikke, at de virkelig var synder.
Now I was actually, when I became a Christian, the prayer I prayed was.
Da jeg blev kristen, så var den bøn jeg bad.
Acknowledging that everything I hadn't done in the name of Jesus.
Det var at indrømme, at alt det, som jeg ikke havde gjort i Jesu navn.
Fell short of his desire for me.
At det ikke levede op til hans ønske for mig.
Therefore it was sin.
Og derfor var det synd.
Because another aspect of sin is when we miss the mark.
Fordi et andet aspekt af synden er, når vi rammer ved siden af.
When we fall short of the glory of God.
Når vi går glip af Guds herlighed.
So in that strange way that we all manage to operate.
Så i den på den mærkelige måde, som det lykkes for os alle sammen at fungere på.
I didn't think I was a sinner.
Så troede jeg ikke, at jeg var en synder.
Yet prayed the classic sinner's prayer.
Men jeg bad alligevel den klassiske synderens bøn.
Recognizing I'd fallen short of the glory of God.
Fordi jeg indså, at jeg havde mistet Guds herlighed.
But then as a Christian I began to realize that sin isn't the matter of just a stray sin.
Men så fandt jeg ud af hen ad vejen, at som en kristen, der er synd, sin is not a matter of.
Just the odd thing we do that's wrong.
Det drejer sig ikke kun om nogle enkelte ting vi gør.
Sin also includes those patterns of our heart.
Synden indbefatter også mønstrene i vores hjerte.
You know, maybe an internal negative judgment of others.
Måske det, at vi inden i os selv dømmer andre negativt.
Or self-critical voice.
Eller en selvkritisk stemme.
Maybe a deep disapproval of other people.
Måske et dybt mishag i forhold til andre mennesker.
Or cooperating with the shame, a deep self-hatred.
Eller at vi samarbejder med skammen i det dybe selvhad.
Maybe it's an inability to be generous.
Måske en manglende evne til at være gavmild.
Or an avoidance of embracing life.
Eller at undgå at tage imod livet.
Or maybe we're drinking too much, or we've got pornographic addictions.
Eller måske drikker vi for meget eller er afhængige af pornografi.
Or the truth is we're very busy and active to cover up ever looking at the deeper issues.
Eller sandheden er at vi sørger for at have meget travlt, så vi ikke behøver at se på de dybere ting.
Or what about that deep pattern of being fearful of making mistakes and therefore never doing anything?
Eller hvad med det dybe mønster at vi er bange for at gøre noget forkert og derfor aldrig gøre noget som helst?
Or self-preservation.
Eller selvbevarelse.
Or a strong competitiveness that causes us to compare ourselves with others.
Eller en stærk konkurrenceiver der får os til at sammenligne os selv med andre.
And sometimes we so feel in the grip of this sin.
Og nogle gange så falder vi sådan i denne synds greb.
We can sort of calmly identify how much better our life would be if we got rid of them.
At vi roligt kan identificere hvor meget bedre vores liv ville være hvis vi slap af med det.
And knowing that we should choose good.
Og i kendskabet til at vi burde vælge det gode.
Even willing to choose good.
Og hvor vi endda er villige til at vælge det gode.
But somehow caught in a false field that we can't explain or resist.
Men på en eller anden måde er vi fanget i et kraftfelt som vi ikke kan forklare eller modstå.
And often when I pray for people,
og tit når jeg beder for folk,
I see magnets in their minds.
Så ser jeg magneter i deres sind.
Magnets that are attracted to addictions.
Magneter som bliver tiltrukket af forskellige afhængighedstyper.
And I pray that God will switch the magnets.
Og jeg beder om at Gud vil vende magneterne.
I see them as magnetized brain cells.
Jeg ser dem som magnetiserede hjerneceller.
Which I ask God to switch heavenward.
Som jeg beder Gud om at vende om, så de vender imod himlen.
Well, it's just a sort of brackets to the renewing of our minds, really.
Det er egentlig bare en parentes til fornyelsen af vores sind.
Because otherwise we're like St. Paul, we're stuck in Romans 7.
For ellers er vi som Paulus, så sidder vi fast i Romerne 7.
We know the law, but we can't keep it.
Vi kender loven, men vi kan ikke holde den.
The power of sin within me keeps sabotaging my best intentions.
Syndens magt i mig bliver ved med at sabotere mine bedste hensigter.
And St. Paul says, I obviously need help.
Og Paulus siger, det er helt indlysende, jeg har brug for hjælp.
I realize I don't have what it takes.
Jeg forstår at jeg har ikke det der skal til.
I can will it but I can't do it.
Jeg kan godt ville det, men jeg kan ikke udføre det.
I can decide to do good but I actually don't really do it.
Jeg kan beslutte mig for at gøre det gode, men jeg kan ikke virkelig gøre det.
My decisions such as they are don't result in actions.
Mine beslutninger som det forholder sig, de resulterer ikke i handlinger.
I've tried everything and nothing helps.
Jeg har prøvet alt og der er intet der hjælper.
I'm at the end of my rope.
Nu ved jeg ikke mere mine levende råd.
Is there no one who can do anything for me?
Er der ingen som kan gøre noget for mig?
The answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can and does.
Svaret er Gud være lovet at Jesus Kristus kan gøre og vil gøre noget.
He acted to set things right in this life of contradictions where I want to serve God.
Han har handlet for at bringe tingene i orden i denne tilværelse hvor jeg gerne vil tjene Gud.
I may be pulled by the influence of sin.
Det kan være jeg bliver tiltrukket eller trukket i retning af syndens indflydelse.
But I can do something totally different.
Men jeg kan gøre noget helt andet.
With the arrival of Jesus the Messiah.
Med Jesu komme, Messias' komme.
This fateful dilemma is resolved.
Så er det her skæbnesvangre dilemma blevet løst.
Praise God.
Priset være Gud.
The Bible informs us about sin mainly through stories.
Bibelen informerer os om vores synd hovedsageligt gennem historier.
And their stories very similar to the stories we read today.
Og de historier ligner meget dem vi kan læse i dag.
Be it pop stars, footballers.
Hvad end det drejer sig om popstjerner, fodboldspillere.
The Italian president whose name I can't remember.
Den italienske præsident
He's
Berlusconi.
A good one at the moment.
Han er meget i vælten i øjeblikket.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Whoever.
Hvem det end er.
They tell the same story as King David.
Det er samme historie, de fortæller som kong Davids.
David's story was told in all its seamy detail at the time.
Davids historie blev fortalt i al dens grimme detaljer i sin tid.
It's also a brilliant case study of communication with this, where the spiritual world is blocked.
Og det er også et godt eksempel på hvordan den åndelige verden kan blive tilstoppet.
And then restored.
Og så blive genoprettet.
There's no magic secret to restoring contact with God.
Der er ikke nogen magisk hemmelighed når det gælder at genoprette kontakten med Gud.
It's exactly the same as restoring a relationship between a husband and a wife.
Det er præcis det samme som at genoprette en relation imellem en ægtemand og hans kone.
It's owning up, being honest and confessing.
Det er at stå ved det, være ærlig og bekende.
The minute we confess and say I have sinned.
I det øjeblik vi bekender og siger jeg har syndet.
We become on the same side as God.
Så kommer vi over på den samme side som Gud.
We agree with our father our behavior is wrong.
Vi er enige med vores far i at vores adfærd var forkert.
We are then working together with God to defeat the sin in our lives.
Og så arbejder vi sammen med Gud for at besejre synden i vores liv.
The minute we say yes, I've sinned.
I det øjeblik vi siger ja, jeg har syndet.
Then we're on the same side.
Så er vi på samme side.
Confession needs to be an ongoing discipline.
Bekendelse må være en fortsat disciplin, en udøvelse.
Of new sins.
Når det gælder nye synder.
You know, we've all heard preachers who tell you that they were the worst drug addict the country had ever known.
Vi har alle hørt prædikanter, som fortæller, at de var de værste narkomaner landet kendte til.
Or the biggest gang leader.
Eller den største bandeleder.
And they're great stories.
Og det er herlige historier.
Provided we continue to be that. Honest in our everyday living lives.
Forudsat at vi fortsætter med at være lige så ærlige i vores hverdagsliv.
So we need to learn how to have an ongoing confessional community or group.
Så vi må lære at have et varigt en varig gruppe eller relation hvor vi kan bekende.
We need to have a group where we can say I'm struggling with this. I have sinned.
Vi har brug for en gruppe hvor vi kan sige det her kæmper jeg med. Jeg har syndet.
And it needs to be a group that won't shame us.
Og det er nødvendigt at det er en gruppe som ikke vil skamme os ud.
Won't necessarily tell us what to do.
Som ikke nødvendigvis vil fortælle os hvad vi skal gøre.
But will stand with us with God.
Men som vil stå sammen med os sammen med Gud.
And hear our confession.
Og høre vores bekendelse.
And proclaim God's forgiveness for
us. Og proklamere Guds tilgivelse til os.
That's what we need.
Det er det vi har brug for.
And then we need to learn how to receive forgiveness.
Og så har vi brug for at lære at tage imod tilgivelsen.
Now it's very important we're not weighed down with guilt and regret.
Det er meget vigtigt at vi ikke bliver tynget ned af skyld.
But I'm personally not happy with the language I must forgive myself.
Men jeg er ikke selv helt tilfreds med det sprog. Jeg må tilgive mig selv.
I know lots of counselors and prayer therapists say, "Oh, you must forgive yourself."
Jeg kender mange rådgivere og forbønsterapeuter, terapeuter, som siger, vi må lære at tilgive os selv.
And I know what people mean, but there is actually a flaw in that language.
Og jeg ved godt, hvad folk mener, men der er et hul i det sprog, der er en fejl i det.
Because it doesn't really leave room for God.
Fordi det giver ikke rigtig plads til Gud.
Without the cross, there is no place to leave our sin and guilt.
Uden korset, så er der intet sted, hvor vi kan efterlade vores synd og skyld.
With the cross, it's blasphemy to hang on to it.
Og med korset, så er det blasfemi at holde fast ved den.
So people confess sins to me.
Så når folk bekender synd til mig.
And I say, do you know God has forgiven you?
Og jeg siger, ved du, at Gud har tilgivet dig?
And they often say, oh yes.
Så siger de tit, ja ja.
But I can't forgive myself.
Men jeg kan ikke tilgive mig selv.
And it's often said as though this is a sort of badge of honor.
Og det bliver tit sagt, as if it's
sort of badge of honor, you know. Som
om det er et ærestegn. Jeg kan ikke tilgive mig selv.
Well, as well as continuing to want to live with the guilt of all of that.
Medmindre du ønsker at fortsætte med skylden fra alt det.
You then have to confess pride.
Så må du bekende hovmod.
Because if the King of Kings and if the God of the universe declares you forgiven.
For hvis kongernes konge og universets herre erklærer at du er tilgivet.
Who are you to continue to say I'm not?
Hvem er du så som bliver ved med at sige det er jeg ikke?
I am withholding that verdict from myself.
Jeg holder den dom tilbage for mit eget vedkommende.
And so with our wills, because it is a decision of the will.
Så med vores viljer, for det er en viljes beslutning.
We receive the forgiveness.
Tager vi imod tilgivelsen.
Now we may not feel forgiven.
Det kan være, at vi ikke føler os tilgivet.
But as I was saying the other day, we then just educate our feelings.
Men som jeg sagde forleden, så må vi uddanne vores følelser.
And forgiveness means complete restoration.
Og tilgivelse betyder fuldstændig genoprettelse.
So often we can agree that we're forgiven.
Vi kan så tit samtykke i, at vi er tilgivet.
But decide we're not eligible to continue with the life God's called us to live.
Men alligevel beslutte, at vi ikke er kvalificeret til at fortsætte i det liv, som Gud har til os.
You know, we can decide, oh, we can't possibly have any responsibility again because we've sinned.
Vi kan beslutte, at nej, vi kan aldrig bære et ansvar igen, for vi har jo syndet.
So we receive the forgiveness and put ourselves in prison.
Så vi modtager tilgivelsen og sætter os selv i fængsel.
And when there's this inability to receive forgiveness, we get caught continually confessing, repenting and hating ourselves.
Og når der er denne manglende evne til at tage imod tilgivelsen, så sidder vi fast i hele tiden at anklage og bebrejde os selv og i skylden af det.
We need to focus on what Jesus has done for us rather than what we did in order to deserve his forgiveness.
Vi må fokusere på hvad Jesus har gjort frem for hvad vi har gjort, så vi kan modtage hans tilgivelse.
And we sometimes have to say this to ourselves, what am I going to focus on?
Og nogle gange må vi sige til os selv, hvad er det jeg vil fokusere på?
The fact I sinned last night?
Den kendsgerning at jeg syndede i går aftes?
Or the fact that Jesus died on the cross for me.
Eller den kendsgerning at Jesus døde på korset for mig.
Where am I going to focus? Where am I going to give my attention?
Hvor vil jeg fokusere? Hvor vil jeg rette min opmærksomhed hen?
Conviction is specific, releasing, and it offers a way out.
Overbevisning om synd er en forløsning af at der er en vej ud.
We say yes, Lord. That is true. I have sinned.
Vi siger ja, herre, det er sandt. Jeg har syndet.
And if it's a real conviction, it's such a relief.
Og hvis det er en virkelig overbevisning om synd, så er det sådan en lettelse.
Condemnation or false guilt.
Fordømmelse eller falsk skyld.
Which comes from our unhealed self or from Satan.
Som kommer fra vores uhelbredte selv eller fra Satan.
It's like a grey, non-specific guilt blanket that's
over. Det er sådan et gråt, uspecifikt tæppe af skyld, som hviler over os.
Which is why we can't confess things like I feel bad.
Og det er derfor vi ikke kan bekende ting som at jeg føler mig skidt til mode.
That's a shame statement.
Det er en erklæring om eller jeg føler at jeg er dårlig, jeg er ond. Det er en udtalelse der har med skam at gøre.
We confess what we have done wrong.
Vi bekender det som vi har gjort forkert.
And we have to keep it short. We don't think about it.
Og vi skal bare holde det kortfattet. Vi behøver ikke at tænke så meget over det.
What I used to do is I used to add it to a list for some reason.
Yep. Plejede af en eller anden grund at tilføje det til en liste.
And I said, oh yes, well, when I get around to confessing, I must confess that as well.
Og jeg tænkte, ja, når jeg når til at have tid eller skulle bekende, så må jeg også huske at bekende det der.
And I had this list.
Og jeg havde sådan en liste.
No, you need to do it immediately and easily.
Nej, du skal gøre det med det samme og let.
And It has a power bigger than we understand.
Og der er en kraft i det, som er større end vi forstår.
Ron and I were at a mission up in the north of England.
Ron og jeg var på en opgave i det nordlige England.
And this lady came to our vicar who we were with had been speaking about confession.
Vores præst, som vi var sammen med, havde talt om bekendelse, og denne her kvinde kom.
And a lady came to me for prayer.
For at blive bedt for.
And she said she'd been waiting 15 years to confess this sin.
Og hun sagde, at hun havde ventet 15 år på at bekende den her synd.
The reason was she was married to the leader of the church.
Grunden til, at hun var gift med lederen af kirken.
She had three daughters.
Hun havde tre døtre.
And the middle daughter had a different father.
Og den midterste datter havde en anden far.
Her father had been a visiting evangelist.
Hendes far havde været en evangelist, som var på besøg.
No one
Ingen vidste om det.
She'd never told the evangelist, she'd never told her husband.
Hun havde aldrig fortalt evangelisten det, aldrig fortalt sin mand det.
So I heard her confession.
Jeg lyttede til hendes bekendelse.
And I spoke forgiveness.
Og jeg udtalte tilgivelse.
And she said, actually, it's that young lady over there sitting talking to that man.
Og så sagde hun, det er faktisk den unge kvinde, der sidder derovre og taler med den mand.
Which was Ron.
Som var Ron.
So when we went to lunch,
da vi gik til frokost,
obviously didn't say anything about my lady.
Så sagde jeg selvfølgelig ikke noget om den her kvinde.
But Ron said to me, "Oh, I've just had a wonderful time with that young woman."
Men Ron fortalte mig, jeg har lige haft sådan en dejlig tid sammen med den unge kvinde.
She's just become a Christian.
Hun er lige blevet kristen.
Now I don't know how that works.
Jeg ved ikke hvordan den slags fungerer.
But something about her mother's confession.
Men der var noget ved hendes mors bekendelse.
Released something that affected her.
Som frigjorde noget, der påvirkede hende.
You see, sin loves to work in secret.
Synd elsker at arbejde i det skjulte.
It loses its power when we allow it out into the open.
Og den mister sin kraft, når den kommer ud i det åbne.
And we don't like confessing.
Og vi bryder os ikke om at bekende.
We'd rather do most things than confess, really.
Vi vil hellere gøre det meste andet end at bekende.
A one AA pamphlet, one Alcoholics Anonymous pamphlet.
Og i en folder fra anonyme alkoholikere.
Estimates that sobriety is about 10% about alcohol. Sobriety.
Yes.
Staying sober.
Ja, ja.
10% about alcohol.
Okay. Der anslår man, at det at forblive ædru, det handler 10% om alkohol.
And 90% about being honest.
Og 90% om at være ærlig.
You know, if you don't want to change, then don't tell anyone.
Hvis ikke du ønsker at blive anderledes, så skal du ikke fortælle nogen om det.
Author Keith Miller says paradoxically that honest confession.
Forfatteren Keith Miller siger, at paradoxalt nok så er en ærlig bekendelse.
Before others.
Ind for andre, foran andre.
Is the only way to silence the shaming voices.
Det er den eneste måde at få de stemmer til at tie, som vil fylde os med skam.
Because those shaming voices we were talking about.
For de stemmer, der vil lægge skam på os.
Lose all power if we tell other people.
De mister al magt, hvis vi siger det til andre mennesker.
We break the power of that shaming voice.
Så bryder vi kraften fra den stemme.
Again, another AA secret statement.
Endnu en erklæring fra anonyme alkoholikere.
Is we remain as sick as our sickest secret.
Den lyder, at vi forbliver lige så syge som vores sygeste hemmelighed.
You see, Christianity has as its core the concept of grace.
Kristendommen har i sin kerne begrebet nåde.
Which means we can do nothing to counterbalance our sins.
Som betyder, at vi intet kan gøre for at modvirke vores synd.
God through Jesus has already paid the penalty.
Gud har igennem Jesus allerede betalt straffen.
We merely accept it by trusting him for the remedy.
Vi tager simpelthen imod det ved at stole på at han har midlet imod det.
Grace is God's free gift.
Nåden er Guds gratis gave.
But we have to take it.
Men vi må tage imod den.
If I'm offering you that, as, let's say £1,000 note.
Lad os sige, at jeg tilbyder dig denne her 1000 kroner seddel.
You have to take it.
Så er du nødt til at tage imod den.
God's offering grace.
Gud tilbyder nåden.
We take it.
Vi tager imod den.
By confessing.
Ved at bekende.
Yes, it's true. I need that grace.
Ja, det er sandt. Jeg har brug for den nåde.
And so that's what we're going to do.
Så det er det, vi vil gøre.
Now the first confession I want to deal with is the breaking of one flesh unions.
Den første bekendelse, jeg vil gå i gang med, det er at at bekende, at man har brudt et kød foreningen.
Now remember we were talking about when we come together with someone else.
Kan I huske, at vi talte om, at når vi kommer sammen med en anden?
When we have a sexual union outside of marriage.
Når der sker en seksuel forening uden for ægteskabet.
Even if we are victims of that sexual abuse.
Selvom vi er ofre for et seksuelt misbrug.
Much like we can catch a physical disease.
Meget i lighed med at at vi kan blive smittet af en fysisk sygdom.
We can catch spiritual diseases.
Kan vi blive smittet af en åndelig sygdom?
I used to, the team have become much less compliant now than they used to be.
Teamet er blevet meget mindre føjelige end de plejede at være.
I used to persuade one of them to put white chocolate on their hand.
Jeg plejede at overtale en af dem til at komme hvid chokolade på hånden.
And another team member to have jam.
Og en anden teammedlem til at have syltetøj.
Get them to shake hands.
Og så fik jeg dem til at ryste, til at tage hinanden i hånden.
Unstick themselves.
Og så rive sig løs igen.
And both had a mixture of chocolate and jam.
Og begge to havde så en blanding af chokolade og syltetøj.
That is a very good picture of what happens to us.
Det er et rigtig godt billede af, hvad der sker for os, men de vil ikke gøre det længere.
That's not true. Anita offered to.
Ja, det er ikke helt sandt, for Anita tilbyder at gøre det.
So, those of you who know that you need to be set free from sexual one flesh unions.
De af jer, som ved, at I trænger til at blive befriet fra seksuelle et kød foreninger.
Be it with one or many people.
Om end det er med et eller mange mennesker.
We're going to pray that that which you've got stuck with will leave you.
Så vil vi bede om, at det, som har klistret sig til dig, må forsvinde fra dig.
And which, that which they've taken from you will be restored.
Og at det, som det har taget fra dig, må blive genoprettet.
All right, so if you'd like to stand, as you need this.
Så jer, som har brug for det her, hvis I vil rejse jer.
So is there any relationship outside the marriage covenant?
Så hvis der er et forhold uden for ægteskabspartner,
where there was a sexual connection,
hvor der var en seksuel forbindelse, okay, forening.
Okay. So Father, we come to you with the remnants of these relationships.
Far, vi kommer til dig med resterne fra disse forhold.
And we silently name before you each person that we've had a relationship with in this way.
Og vi nævner i stilhed ind for dig navnene på hver enkelt, som vi har haft et sådant forhold til.
And we come before the cross of Christ.
Vi kommer ind for Kristi kors.
And we lay down that relationship before the cross.
Og vi lægger det forhold ned foran korset.
And we confess that this relationship was a relationship of idolatry and sin.
Og vi bekender, at dette forhold var et afguderisk, syndigt forhold.
We ask that you would now absorb the darkness created by that relationship.
Vi beder om, at du nu vil tage mørket ind i dig, som blev skabt af dette forhold.
And in agreement with your will,
og i overensstemmelse med din vilje.
And by the power of the blood of Christ.
Og i kraften i Jesu blod.
We break the power of this one flesh union.
Så bryder vi magten og kraften i denne et køds forening.
Jesus, come now and establish your cross between us and those people.
Jesus, kom nu og sæt dit kors ned imellem os og de mennesker.
Take your rightful place as Lord in our hearts.
Indtag din retmæssige plads som herre i vores hjerter.
We ask that you would return to us all that we gave away wrongly spiritually to the other person.
Vi beder om at du vil give tilbage til os alt det som vi fejlagtigt og forkert gav til denne eller disse andre personer.
And return to each one of them what they wrongly gave away to us.
Og give det tilbage til dem som de fejlagtigt og forkert gav til os.
We ask your blessing upon those people.
Vi beder om din velsignelse over de mennesker.
That you would draw them to a place of wholeness and health with you.
At du vil drage dem til et sted hvor der er helhed og sundhed i dig.
And we forgive those people for not being able to meet our needs.
Og vi tilgiver de mennesker fordi de ikke var i stand til at opfylde vores behov.
For all the pain that came through that relationship.
Tilgiver dem al den smerte der kom igennem det forhold.
And now Lord Jesus we receive your forgiveness.
Og nu Herre Jesus tager vi imod din tilgivelse.
For our attempts to be whole through connecting to those people.
Af vores forsøg på at blive hele igennem at indtræde i forbindelse med de mennesker.
Make our eyes and hearts single, Lord.
Gør vores hjerter og vores øjne ens fokuseret.
That you alone would be the desire of our hearts.
Så at du alene bliver vores hjertes begær.
In Jesus name. Amen.
I Jesu navn. Amen.
Okay. And so if you'd all like all of you are standing like to go over to that cross for cleansing with water. The
alle
team
jer,
would come over
står
there.
Op, vil I godt gå over til korset derover og blive renset med vand.
Now what the rest of us are going to do is a general confession.
Hvad resten af os vil gøre er en generel bekendelse.
And then following that.
Og derefter.
There will be an opportunity to see a team member.
Bliver der mulighed for at tale med et teammedlem.
For those sins that we know that we need to confess to someone else.
For de synder som vi ved at vi trænger til at bekende for en anden.
Either because they're heavy in us.
Enten fordi de er tunge på os.
And we just need to tell someone.
Og vi må bare sige det til nogen.
Who will hear our confession with God.
Som vil lytte til vores bekendelse sammen med Gud.
Or in those areas where we keep repeating the same thing.
Eller på de områder hvor vi bliver ved med at gentage de samme ting.
And in order to change, we need to stop having it as a secret.
Og for at kunne forandre os, må vi ophøre med at have det som en hemmelighed.
So once we've done this general confession.
Og når vi så har gennemført denne her generelle bekendelse.
They will be the two categories whereby you can go to a prayer minister and do some further confession.
Så vil det være de to kategorier, som du kan gå til en forbeder med og bekende det.
So we all happy with that?
Er I alle sammen tilfredse med det?
Okay. So let's stand.
Så lad os rejse os op.
Father God, we come before you and thank you for the provision of Jesus on the cross.
Gud far, vi kommer til dig og vi takker dig for at du har givet Jesus på korset.
And I pray now, Father God, the reality of your presence will be very real to each one of us.
Og jeg beder nu om, at virkeligheden af dit nærvær må være så tydelig for hver enkelt af os.
And Father, we ask now for the conviction of your Holy Spirit.
Og vi beder nu, far, om din Helligånds overbevisning om synd.
I pray, Father, that you'll protect us from false guilt.
Far, jeg beder om, at du vil beskytte os fra falsk skyld.
You'll protect us from the condemnation of the enemy.
At du vil beskytte os fra fjendens fordømmelse.
And you will come with that specific Holy Spirit conviction.
Og at du vil komme med denne specifikke Helligånds overbevisning om synd.
Now allow the things that you need to confess come up into your mind.
Giv de ting du har brug for at bekende komme op i dit sind.
And then you just say in your heart, Lord Jesus, I confess self-hatred.
Og så sig bare i dit hjerte, Herre Jesus, jeg bekender selvhad.
Lord Jesus, I confess avoidance of life.
Herre Jesus, jeg bekender, at jeg har unddraget mig i livet.
Whatever your confessions are, you just speak them clearly.
Hvad end dine bekendelser er, så bare udtal dem tydeligt.
And now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ receive your forgiveness.
Nu i Herren Jesu Kristi navn så tag imod tilgivelsen.
Now see with the eyes of your heart what Jesus is doing with your sin.
Se nu med dit hjertes øjne hvad Jesus gør med din synd.
And I command all the powers of darkness that have kept you in the power and the grip of that sin to release their hold on you now.
Og jeg bekender alle mørkets magter, som har holdt dig fast i deres greb i den synd, om at give slip på dig nu.
Pray, Father God, for the blood of Jesus to come and cleanse your children.
Gud, far, jeg beder om, at Jesu blod må komme og rense disse dine børn.
As you forgive them, I pray you will cleanse them with the blood of Jesus from all unrighteousness.
Som du tilgiver dem, beder jeg om, at du vil rense dem med Jesu blod fra al uretfærdighed.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
And now receive that forgiveness.
Og nu modtag den tilgivelse.
Choose to agree with God's verdict over you.
Vælg at samtykke i Guds kendelse over dig.
Thank you, Father.
Tak, far.
Amen.
Amen.
So, for those of you that's brought completion, we will see you in the morning.
For de af jer, som dette har fuldbyrdet gerningen for, vi ses i morgen.
For those of you who know that you need to come and tell someone to complete your confession.
For dem af jer, som ved, at du har brug for at fortælle det til nogen for at fuldende din tilgivelses modtagelse.
The team will be available around the room now.
Så vil teamet være tilgængeligt rundt i lokalet her.